My name is Amanda Zimmer. I'm 17 years old. Today is December 1st, and I'm here with Chris, who is my dad. We're recording this in Roswell, Georgia. Can you tell me about someone who's had a big influence on your life, and what lessons did they teach you?
Someone? Anyone?
Yes.
Well, your mom. She's had probably the biggest influence on my life of anybody. She's shaped who I am, how I think, how I approach things, how I look at the world, how I look at other people. She was one of the most genuine, real human beings, not only by her circumstance, but just by who she was, that I've ever known. And she had, you know, a charisma and a presence, and was just a real person. There was nothing pretentious or fake about your mom. Mm-hmm. She was amazing.
So, what did they teach you?
The real people, the real deep down, authentic parts of people are what matter the most. Not the fake, pretentious stuff. She looked at people for, and that's what she taught me, is I saw how she, what she valued in people is what I learned to value in people more and more as I went on. Maybe it was already always there, but her and I kind of were the same way about valuing people for who they were. Okay. At their core.
All right. Let's see. Who do you feel most grateful for in your life?
Oh, you and your sister. To have children and be able to carry on and give you opportunities and things, opportunities in life and ways to be successful and give you a path and kind of help guide you and basically say, hey, whether it's school or anything else, it's I'm happy to do that. So.
Okay.
So.
What are, and going off of that, what are your hopes for us as we go on?
What are my hopes for you?
In college.
That you find your passion and you pursue it and you can get into something that can take care of you financially, personally, your personal goals and satisfaction, that you can match up whatever earns you money and provides you a life, brings you also joy and happiness and fulfillment in that.
Okay.
And ultimately that you get to heaven. I mean, that's the job of a parent, is make sure their family gets to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Can you tell me about where you grew up and what was it like?
Well, I grew up in a couple places in Wisconsin. Until I moved down here out of college. So my first 22 years, I was born in a medium-sized town north of Milwaukee called West Bend, and lived in a little tiny town in Campbellsport until I was 10 years old. And then we moved, and it was my dad's family we lived around when I was little, up until I was 10. And my dad's family were farmers. My dad was a farmer until I was 2 years old, and all the family lived around each other. Her sisters, not his brother, but grandparents, everybody else. So they were involved in our lives until we moved away, about a 3-hour drive away to central Wisconsin in the town of Marshfield with his job. And we moved up there, went to a new school, new friends. And I did that from 1980 to 87 until I graduated high school and went off to college. So I grew up in a small town in Wisconsin where it was snowy and cold in the winter, not a lot to do. Going to the big city was huge. For me, the big city when I was small, when I was in high school, was the first part was going to Wausau, which is the company I ironically went to work for out of college. We go to a town of about 40, 45,000 people. They had a mall, and we had a mall in our town. So we had one in our town, but it was small compared to the one that was at Wausau. So we would go up there, and it was a big deal. And then I went to school in Eau Claire, which is about an hour and a half away from Marshfield. It was a little bigger town than Wausau was, but still, you know, not a big city. But I had a great college time. Some friends of mine, a friend or two of mine from high school went there, but then I met tons of others, and I had just a great time there. So I spent all my years in Wisconsin until I was going to go to law school. Did you know that? I was going to go to law school, and I took the LSAT, which is the entrance exam for law school. Mm-hmm. And I ended up not doing so hot on it, but I didn't want to retake it. So I ended up going and finding a job, because I applied to 3 law schools, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Northern Illinois. Got on all their wait lists, and decided I didn't want to wait it out to get in. So I went and I searched for a job, and through the placement center at Eau Claire, I ended up getting 13 interviews. I got 3 second interviews and 2 job offers in the middle of a recession, and I took a job to come to Atlanta with a company called Wausau Insurance out of college, and they sent me down here at the age of 22, and I didn't know anybody or anything, and I moved to this humongous city and had to learn to how to live and be on my own and everything. So
where'd you live when you lived here?
Where'd I live? Mm-hmm. I first moved into an apartment by myself, which I kind of got in over my head. It was too expensive, and I only lived there a few months. It was in Norcross. I moved to Sandy Springs, actually not too far from here. I lived off of Roswell Road in Spring Creek Crossing, a apartment neighborhood. And I was in there for a year with a roommate. It was kind of goofy, but that's when I met your mom, when I was living in there. And I ended up moving to Dunwoody, off Shanley Dunwoody Road, and I lived there for just a couple months with a guy I met who had a house, and then your mom and I decided to move in together. Mm-hmm. So I was at the end of 92, beginning of 93, and then we started building our house. Mm-hmm. So I was only single in Atlanta for a year, partying, having a good time. So.
Okay. If you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, which one would it be?
When you were born. I mean, and when we got your sister. Both of those. I mean, when we first saw her and we went through all that process in Russia, and then when you were born, that was the most surreal, crazy experience and day I've ever had. So it was great for your mother and I. So. Okay. That is an amazing memory. And, you know, and then also when I met your mom and we got married, I mean, those are memories I'll hold on to forever. And then we have lots of memories that she and I had together for years and years and years that you know, I think I shared some of those things with you, but we had a lot of great times together, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are your proudest moments in your life?
My proudest moments? Oh, gosh. You know, when I did my first Ironman, I was proud. And mm-hmm. I was satisfied. More satisfied than I've ever been, because it's something that when you signed up for and said I was going to do it, I had no idea how I would get it done.
What was the training like?
It was hard, and it was long, and it was extensive. It was all in commitment, but I had people coaching me that were helping me and guiding me. I actually had a specific coach I'd meet with, and you know, I had to put the time and energy in, and and I didn't know what to expect the day of, and the weather was cold and crappy, and it was a shitty day. But persevered through it, and I made it, and crossing that finish line after all that was just the most amazing feeling. And a satisfaction that I've never felt. So I was proud of that. Again, personal accomplishments. When I graduated college, mm-hmm. felt very proud of that. And when I got my MBA, I felt proud of that because I was doing that all while I was working. And when the job I got in 1995 with Wausau, when I went as a DCA, I was the youngest one in the company. And they created this new position and they entrusted me with this huge opportunity. I was really proud of that opportunity. So that's myself personally, but I'm proud of, you guys a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you do. So I assume that was about things I'm proud of for myself. Yeah.
Well, has your life been different than what have you imagined when you were my age?
Oh yeah. Without a doubt. I mean, when I was your age, I just wanted to get to college. My whole thing was I didn't know what I was going to do, but I know I wanted to get to college, and I wanted to experience that. I wish I would have been a bigger picture person, and I had already dreamed of going to school at the University of Florida mm-hmm. in Wisconsin. I had Gator stuff, and I never really pursued it. I was in a family where neither of my parents went to college. The only person who went to college on either side of the family was my uncle, my dad's brother. Nobody else had ever gone to college, so I went and I just ended up going to UW-Eau Claire, but I wish I would have thought bigger, and I wish I would have worked harder in high school than I did. But I think I would have had more opportunities to do things, because I was a relatively smart guy, So I was a bright person.
Okay.
And I had opportunities to take them.
If you could give advice to your younger self other than make yourself a better student, what would it be?
Well, study harder. study harder. To get yourself those out. Explore more opportunities mm-hmm. to do things. Take some chances.
Mm-hmm.
To do some things, study overseas. I didn't do that. I wanted to. I should have. Take some risks and do some things that may be out of your comfort zone. I still did do some of that stuff, but I could have done more. So, that's about it.
Who was the most influential relative you had growing up?
My grandfather, my dad, my mom's dad. He died when I was 14. But he was very charismatic. He just had a great presence about him. Very strong, business savvy person. Just a good, successful man. People loved him. Everybody loved Bert. I enjoyed him, spending time with him and being with him. I wanted to be like him. I was always told I was a lot like him. He died when he was 63, so he died young. It's only 13 years older than I am now. But he was good, He was good. He was good to me, good to us kids, gave us lots of lots of time and did a lot of fun things with us, took us on trips, and it was hard when we lost him.
Mm-hmm. What were the most important or most memorable parts of your childhood?
Jeez. My times with my grandfather. I remember there was an ice storm we had back in 1977 in It went on for, I mean, it was almost like 5 or 6 days where the entire town was shut down, and one of the only places that had power was my Grandpa Zimmer's. And so all the cousins and everybody basically lived at their house. We all lived there and slept on the floor and hung out together. And so family, you know, holiday, Christmas times there was very memorable. And going to either my great aunt's or great uncle's place in Menominee Falls or Brookfield. We'd spend half the day with the Zimmer side and then half the day with the Price side, my mom's side. So, you know, all those, I remember a lot of the holiday times we spent with them. Up at my uncle's cabin in northern Wisconsin, he had a cabin with, he had two cabins on a lake called Pickerel Lake. So we enjoyed some fun times up there as kids. Let's see, what else? Other stuff we did. Riding our bikes. Oh my gosh, we'd ride our bikes nonstop. Whether it was, we lived in Marshfield, I used to ride my bike to football practice, to and from football practice, carrying my shoulder pads on my handlebars and my dirt bike. And I rode 3.5 miles to and from, and ride across town.
Both uphill.
I remember some times when it was unbelievably cold. Oh my gosh. Like well below zero.
That's in terrible. Marshfield.
But we survived it. Yeah, so those are some things.
Okay. What else about, how do you think my childhood has differed from you when you grew up with the times? Like, how have the times changed, do you think, or in your
point? Well, I think you guys have access to so much more information and available to you about things and about the world and about both good and bad. Mm-hmm. I think you have to, if you put the time and energy in, you can find a lot of the good, you know, the good information, and you can, if you have questions, you can get them answered pretty quick. We had to seek them out a little bit. It was a lot more difficult than it was back then than it is now. You know, I don't know. I'm not going to school now, but I can imagine school and learning is so much different than it was in the past. But there's just so much more access to information and knowledge and, you know, stuff like that. So I think that's how it's changed, is you guys, I mean, you can use it for good or bad. I mean, if people want to take that information and use it for bad purposes, you can do that. If you want to use it for good purposes to better your life and better other people's lives, you can do it. I mean, as a kid, yeah, you can prepare yourself a lot more for life than we could when we were. We had to work a lot harder to get the information. you know, if all this stuff were available through the internet and everything else about opportunities, and I think I would have probably pursued a little harder a lot of the things I wanted to pursue. Mm-hmm. Because I knew it was out there available.
Yeah. Do you think that growing up in nowadays time, or this time, is more difficult because you have to, it's more pressure to do things like college than it was at your time? Do you think that more people are being told to go to college than they were, at least where you grew up?
I think there's as much, you know, people are, I don't think there's less people going to college as a percentage of the total. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, that's just an absolute number. I think people are, I still think a college education is important. Mm-hmm. I still think growing up is important. Mm-hmm. you know, growing up over time, you know, getting an opportunity to buy you some time to learn and mature and stuff like that is still good. Mm-hmm. I think that, I don't think it's harder to get an education. I don't think it's less important. I think it's as important. I think the problem is now, you know, schools are getting so crazy expensive, mm-hmm. and they're doing it because all this money is easily available in loans. And then people are going significantly into debt to go to school. And it's like, well, okay, if you think that's worth it and it's the best way to spend money, then so be it. Right. But there's a lot more vehicles now to save money, like 529 plans and other things, for families to get prepared for that. So.
Right.
Anyway.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.